You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
It's always nice when you have companies that have 50 years of experience in investing. You can ask them all sorts of interesting questions, and we're asking a very interesting question today around what is the balance or the perfect balance between skill and luck in investing. I'm joined on the line by Sipisitle Zwane, who is the portfolio manager at Allan Gray, to take a look at this. Good evening, Sipisitle. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding how these two concepts, skill and luck, play into investing in the first place.
Yeah. Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to all your listeners. I mean, it's usually quite useful for us to step back and think about investing and what we're really doing day to day here. So investing is not a game of chess, right? So in chess, you can have strategies. You're pretty certain about the outcome if, you know, the best players will always beat an amateur like myself. Whereas in investing, there's a lot of uncertainty, right? So you can make the best decision ever, and then these tail events come around like COVID, and then they change the outcome. So for us, what we try to do is we understand that in the short term, especially, there's huge elements of luck and uncertainty, things that you can't manage for, you can't adjust. And so how do you deal with that? So we've tried to focus on decision making and almost building portfolios that can survive in different outcomes.
Specifically, when we look at these portfolios and the different outcomes and all of that, that obviously a lot of that scenario planning relies on having a lot of information. How do you then, as a team, how do you then sit there and say, these are the potential scenarios that are going to play out, and this is how we prepare for those scenarios, and what scenarios kind of affect local investors more so than perhaps offshore investors?
Yeah, so I mean, there's an infinite amount of scenarios in the real world, right? So we focus on the things that we can, that are stable, right? So process, research, buying cheap shares. But then in thinking about the scenarios, we debate a lot of different things. And obviously, you'll read a whole lot of different research. But I mean, at the moment, the key things we're thinking about, right, is we're thinking about the SA macro and how that's going to play out. We're thinking about inflation. We're in a world where there's suddenly inflation, and it hasn't been there for quite a while. And then we're thinking about sort of elections, right? So elections all over the world and how that's going to impact sort of volatility in the markets, which, I mean, you've been seeing it in the last few weeks. So at the moment, those are sort of the hands that we're thinking about, but there's always an infinite amount of scenarios. So whenever we do research on a company, we think about, you know, in what sort of scenario will this company shine? In what sort of scenario will this be a horrible investment? And what is the likelihood that that will happen? And if that happens, I mean, what does that mean for the overall portfolio as well? It's fun and interesting, but there's infinite amounts of scenarios, and I guess the important thing is to build for robust outcomes, but also to focus on valuations as a protector against tail events.
Sipisitle, you mentioned having various hands in this process and how these hands kind of shape out the decisions that happen. Obviously, scenarios that are happening now and some of the decisions that you have to take now have a different bearing on the long-term side of things. So when you're looking at a portfolio as a portfolio manager, it's positioning the portfolio for a short-term, a medium-term, and a long-term outcome, and making sure that you're kind of ready for all of that. How do you balance out the time frames as well based on what you're looking at?
That's a very good question. With the short-term, I mean, most people suck at that, right? So it's very difficult to know what's going to happen right now. And I guess that's our business at Allan Gray. We try to focus on the longer term, and we look at these big trends that are happening in the world, right? So you can buy cheap shares, but if you're on the wrong side of long-term trends, you can get that very wrong. So like an example is the way we think about inflation and interest rates. And you can see these long-term trends that are happening, right? So you can look at demographics in the Western world. Populations are aging. It has an impact on wages. Decarbonization is expensive. Deglobalization in the world is a slow thing that's ticking on, right? And that has an inflationary impact when people don't produce in China anymore and they bring it back to their more expensive countries, and things like defense spending, right? So that's also quite inflationary. So we look at these long-term trends, and what does it mean if there's higher inflation in the world, right? It's probably going to be higher interest rates. And how do you buy companies that can do better in a higher inflationary world? Then we look at those companies, and then we look at their underlying drivers and their pricing power and things like that. So when you get the short-term ones, it's very easy to get wrong. I mean, if you see how people try to position for election outcomes, I mean, that's very wild to me. But I think in the longer term, you need to we think about the longer term underlying factors.
So basically, those factors, some of them you can't control, right? So you have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. Nobody does, unless you've got a crystal ball that we all should be asking you for. When we look at some of these decisions, because we can't anticipate anything, how do you then distill between what you can control, what you can't control, and remind yourself to focus on the things that are within your control?
Yes, that's a difficult part, right? So, and understandably so, right? In investing, you want to look at outcomes matter, and we have clients and pensions. Everyone wants good outcomes in investing. So our job as people managing the portfolios is to focus on the decision-making, right? So did we make the right investment based on the research we had at the time? And understanding that sort of there's uncertainty in the world and sometimes the outcome will be wrong. I mean, if you pull that together over long enough times, and you focus on the process, the luck elements and the uncertainty sort of washes out if you make the right decisions. And then you focus on the downside, right? So you focus on avoiding making huge mistakes and the mistakes that result in permanent loss of capital. So if you avoid the big mistakes, you focus on the process, you'll get some wrong, you'll get some right. You stick it together and you have a 50-year good track record. But it does take time and time on focusing on the right things, which for us, it's doing very in-depth research on the companies. We invest in companies as if we are business owners, right? We're not trading widgets on a market, but we're trying to invest as business owners would invest and paying a fair price for businesses.
And sometimes when that skill happens to meet luck, you just make a little more money. No one's going to complain about
that. That's always the fun time.
Yeah. That's always the fun time. We'll leave it at that, Sipe Sihle. Thanks so much for those insights. Sipe Sihle Zwane, Portfolio Manager at Allan Gray.
This segment was brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.